This special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. We have one item on our agenda tonight, and I would ask for approval of that agenda, and I would entertain a motion to do that.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agel, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any additions, corrections? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Before we get to that item on the agenda tonight, we also have a public hearing. This is when any member of the community can come and speak on our budget, just like our public hearings in our regular meetings. You would have 3 minutes to address the board, and we would ask you to come forward to the podium, state your name and address for the board, and sign in. The board may be able to answer your question at this time, or may not, or we may have to direct your question to the superintendent and his staff. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to items for action. And there is that one item, FY23 budget. This is the first reading. Our second reading will take place at our regular scheduled board meeting this coming Monday. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 budget.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, before we get into this, any comments that you would like to make at this point?
Probably just a thank you to my executive team and committee members that are here and present tonight, and many others in Ms. Van Dyke's staff down the business department. Just the amount of work that's gone into this, months of work that's gone into this. It's actually relieving, I think, to get to this point tonight on first reading. But we're here if there's any questions the board might have.
I think Ms. Agel alluded to this at our last meeting. That hard work which you're referencing certainly makes the job of the board a lot easier. And we are very much appreciative of all of the work that goes into this budget. The process continues to be refined and seems to get smoother each year. We'll knock on wood and cross our fingers and everything, and hope that will continue in the future. I have no reason to suspect that it won't. One of the things we will need to do in this first reading, there's a section in the budget which would be found in Appendix C-18, and that appendix is hourly rates for special programs or projects and rates for substitute teachers. Also, the Tennessee Department of Education state salary schedule licensed personnel. We normally would not be doing this, but because there is an increase in the substitute teacher rates this year, and due to the fact that I have been subbing some this year, and due to the fact that Ms. Agel's husband is also a substitute teacher, Ms. Agel and I are going to need to recuse ourselves from voting on this. So we will need to vote on this and then come back and vote on the budget in its entirety. So I would ask for a motion to approve Appendix C-18 in the budget. Motion made by Ms. McLean and seconded by Mr. Stevens. Any discussion or comments on that? Hearing none, we will do voice vote on this. All those in favor of this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We would indicate the motion passes 3-4 0 against, and 2 abstentions. Okay, we now are back to the original motion on the floor, which is the approval of, and we'll have to come back and do that again on second reading as well. We're back to the original motion on the floor, which is approval of the FY 23 budget on first reading. Any additional comments or questions at this time from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Are we doing this by voice? Okay. So we'll do this by voice as well. All those in favor of approving the FY 23 budget on first reading signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The record show on first reading, the motion passed 5-4-0 against. Dr. Borchers, anything else?
Nothing else. Just, again, a big thank you to my team and a relief to get this across the goal line and looking forward to our meeting Monday night.
And would remind those who may be watching, we have convocation tomorrow night and we have graduation Friday night. We'll look forward to seeing everyone at one of those events and the exciting time that for our seniors as they get ready to finish their career at Oak Ridge High School. Without any further ado, we stand adjourned.